Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, you want to be part of, you want to be part of the solution. And the only way you do that is you get informed. And head over to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, check the poll. Lots happening there as well. Listen, last night, was it? Well, the other night, I was involved, went to a large Republican meeting, gathering. We're talking about what was going on in local politics. And not putting anybody down, just a statement of fact, I was surprised to find out how much the locals didn't know, not only about local politics, but the local politicians, the people that they had voted in or that they had were supporting or think about supporting. And I would imagine, I don't know for sure, but some of the people I've spoken with in smaller towns across the country, it's the same everywhere. So if you're listening to me and you're not really involved in politics, but you're, you know, you're a staunch conservative or a staunch Republican or whatever, whatever, don't think that you know. Please. I made a comment at the meeting that, can you imagine? Now, we all, when Romney and Ryan were running, we were all running around, best guys for the job, gotta have. And look what they turned out to be. Look what they both turned out to be. And I had said at the time that, you know, you go back and listen, so I'm not making it up as I go, but I said at the time that Ryan, was the first outwardly progressive Republican that we had heard from. And what ended up happening? We found out he is extremely progressive. Didn't try to stop Obama with anything. He did. So I say to you, when it comes to local politics, you need to be on the same page. You need to be looking at these politicians. You need to be looking at these people that want you to vote for them, walk for them, call for them, do whatever. And you need to decide how real these people are. You need to, for all intents and purposes, you truly need to interview these people. Some of these people have never been in public office before. They've not even served on any kind of committees like a Boys and Girls Club. And that's really what you want to see. You want to see somebody, look, Rick Green from Patriot Academy. You want to take the Patriot Academy's, they've got a six-week class. They've been doing it now. I think the last couple of classes are coming up, but then they're going to roll it over and do it again. So check out the programs they have. I'll put links up on the website, but you got to get involved and get engaged. You have to understand. You have to know what's going on. And one of the classes they're talking about doing is teaching you how to run for office. And it's not what you think it is. It's actually a heck of a lot harder, even for local offices. But that's where we start. That's where the big pushes are to close down schools or take crosses off of rotaries in the middle of the city. That's where you need to have strong, conservative-minded people sitting in those seats. And if you're one of those people and you want to give it the time, That's, you need to step up. We need you. I am now pretty much the only one left on my board with strong conservative values. Outspoken, that will fight for them. I went for pretty much a, you know, 3 or 4 to 1 or 2 vote in the positive, now to probably a 4 to 1 in the negative. Because we thought we were okay. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to little school boards around you, little city councils. And I'm not belittling little city councils. That's not what I mean by that. But I had members of my board and members of the district that I work in, to, you can see it on their faces, horrified at what I was saying. I woke up the next morning to a flurry of emails that I won't say I was afraid because I wasn't. I just wasn't in the mood to hear what a racist, bigot, homophobe, whatever. And I get it on a regular basis. It doesn't mean I am. I already know that. But you know what? I have constituents. I have people that voted for me and didn't vote for me. I represent them as well. So when they send me emails, it's up, you know, I need to open them. I need to read them. It's the right thing to do. I can't respond to all of them because they definitely would hang me at that point. But I was pleasantly surprised and thanking God for the fact that a majority of those were positive. And the positive ones always start off with the same one or two lines. And don't stop sending them based on what I'm going to say here. All right? But the two lines were always the same. Thank you. God bless you for sticking up for us. God bless you for being our voice. God bless you for, you know, they felt like they had no voice until I got on there. And even after I got on there, they didn't trust me for a while. Why? Think about that. Because you've had so many politicians, so many people come riding into town telling you all the great conservative stuff they're going to do. And then they just fade away. They fall apart. That's it. It's over. And you need to support them. If you put somebody in because they're staunch conservatives, you need to support them. If your local town, I mean, I don't care if your mayor, you know, only needed 50 points to win, 50 votes to win, or 5,000 or 50,000. You need to support them, hold their feet to the fire. When they don't do the right thing, you hold their feet to the fire. You let them know how unhappy you are. That's the right way to do it. Look, everybody knew my... I love when they come after me because everybody knew my personality before I got in office. And now some people complain about, like, you know what? You probably didn't even vote for me, even though I represent your kids. So I don't really care what you have to say from that standpoint. I'm going to do what's best for everybody. I'm not afraid. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Guess who's with me next? If you don't know, you'll have to come back and find out. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
If you don't like that, send your cards or letters to Groucho Marx. And if you can get them to him, God bless you. I don't know how. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Dr. B is going to join me in a minute. As I said, this is the time of the year, heavy depression, a lot of suicides, people just feeling that now they can't see their families, they can't, you need some, believe me, you need some professional help. I'm going to bring that in for you in just a minute. But first, let's go to Terry in Idaho. Terry, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, Joe, it's Terry calling here out in Genesee, Idaho. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking it, the call here. I want to talk about health care. You're talking about all the mental health issues. I'm a tech head. I love technology. The song will probably play now, but we don't need to worry about that. I'm big on technology, and I've been learning a lot about the medical technology that we have at our disposal. And I've become a big healthcare guy. I love healthcare. I've been learning that all these other countries like Canada, they get their health care is for free. So if they get sick, they get to go to the doctor and they don't have to pay for it and go poor. And I think it's a really good idea, Joe. Let's go with universal health care. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know if you've checked your meds and you're actually taking them. And you've actually done the study to see what's going on in Canada and Cuba and Venezuela. And all these countries have friends from Canada. You know where they go? Do you know where they go to get their medical need taken care of? They come to the United States because it's four or five months before they get a CAT scan
on a
tumor. It is not a lie.
Joe,
it's truth.
Can you stop for a second, Joe? Can you stop for a second? So my family's from Canada. So I've moved to the United States, and my family lives in Canada still to this day. So you're sitting here trying to tell me a lie that I know is a lie.
Oh, no.
Because my family experiences it.
All right, so everything that your family experiences is truth for the whole country. Is that what you're telling me?
So what is it that you're referring to then, Joe? Where are your examples?
I'm referring to the multitudes of people.
Do you have any examples of it? Do you have any examples of it?
I didn't expect to call in healthcare in Canada, so they're not sitting in front of my face. But I'd be more than happy to post them up on my website over the next few days if you're willing to read them. But this is another one of those.
I'll be honest with you. Joe, it's crazy that our country does not have universal health care. It's absolutely
no, it's not. It makes all the sense in the world. Every country that has universal health care, you've got people dying things they don't need to be dying of. They do not have the medical breakthroughs that we have in this country. And listen, this is not the conversation for this particular segment,
but I'll
tell you what I'll do.
You're being willfully ignorant, or you're just being ignorant. And I think your audience should look into it themselves, and they shouldn't listen to you.
Actually, they've done, and I've brought the experts on, and not people who just say it works. You know, this is exactly what the left does. They try to tell you that there's a utopia. This guy probably believes that everybody also should have, you know, a weekly paycheck given by the government. We should make sure everybody has a place to live because it's worked out so well. Every place has been done before. All right, now I really need some psychiatric care. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Dr. Bridget Nelson does. All right, should I lay down for this one? Do you need to analyze me again?
No. You know, being born and raised in Southern California, I will tell you that the numbers are quite high of people that come on in, Terry, for health care. Why wouldn't they? We've got a great system. Well, we did.
Months.
Hurting right now. But
months.
I'll
say acquaintances that have told me that the reason they came here, they were waiting months for a scan for something. They were waiting months for a test for something that they couldn't get to. Okay? And no, I'm not buying it. It doesn't work anywhere that it's implemented. Social medicine doesn't work, and it never has. Anyhow.
That's it.
Right.
I believe you.
Okay.
I've seen it.
What medication should I take? Anyway.
None.
I brought you on for a couple of different reasons. But one of them is this is the time of year, every year, that you know, depression is up, people can't get to see their families. You normally, under normal circumstances, you know, some of it is they can't get to see their families, or they've just broken up with a loved one, or maybe even, you know, a loved one has just died. Or some people who don't have relationships. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why people go into depression and get suicidal. But now, let's add to the fact that you cannot travel in some instances to see your family members. You cannot have the joy of having the family around you. This is a real problem, isn't it?
It is, and some states are, canceling Thanksgiving. You know they're going to go after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a headline here in Texas that has just been all over my social media feed saying 15 people contracted coronavirus, COVID, from, you know, a family get-together in Texas. And, oh, my gosh, and what they learned, and they would never do it again. So I read the article. Well, out of the 15, yes, they all got it, 15 out of 15. The majority of them had no symptoms, so they were mild. One had worse symptoms. She was 57 years old with two underlying medical issues. And after 2 weeks in the hospital and getting excellent treatment, because Texas has the bomb.com treatments now, she's good. So it's stuff like that. It's like, oh, my gosh, people are getting the flu. Okay, well, it's so, yeah.
I don't know if you've
talk
noticed
about depressing.
Have you noticed that COVID is a godsend? COVID.
I know it's.
Yeah, it has cured the seasonal flu. It has cured diabetes. It has cured heart attacks. People dying from heart disease and from cancer. They're pretty much non-existent. God, it's, hallelujah.
Yeah, and the headlines you wouldn't know. And that's, again, why I always say the psychological manipulation is incredible. And so I just did a Facebook Live, and I'm telling people to turn off the media, even Newsmax. I mean, they're all – Newsmax is fine, OAN is fine, but really just try to go to the source, go to the WhiteHouse.gov page, listen to Joe Messina, watch my Facebook Lives. You know, there are ways to get the news, but you also have to really, truly read the article all the way to the end. There's another article floating around about this teen. Now teens are dying of COVID. Well, again, she, you know, I hate that people are dying. Nobody likes that. But she's been medically fragile, is what it said, since she was born. She's had severe chromosomal issues, and she happened to have respiratory issues, and she got COVID, and she was more at risk. But again, you know, they're like, now kids are getting it, and it's so cult-like, it's not even funny. And I know the world belongs to the evil one, even though I believe that our Lord is, you know, our Savior, and he will snap us out of this fallen world. But now America is truly, you know, falling, and it's just heartbreaking. You know, not only is it hard on your heart, but it is hard on the psyche. I have so many people, and thank you to them, that are just saying, you know, you're a light. Joe Messina's a light. You know, they really do listen to you. So keep it up. And I do want people to really pay attention, though, to your symptoms. You know, I spent a while on the phone last night just with a Facebook friend that I've never met, checking on him. And I'm going to give you the advice that I gave him in a second.
Okay. And it's true. People need to know it. And, you know, there is hope, people. There is hope. You just got to know who he is. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host, and Dr. B, Going Nowhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is set to begin another recount Tuesday after President Trump's campaign requested one over the weekend. Georgia law allows candidates within 0.5% vote margin to request a recount. Current vote totals show a gap between the president and former Vice President Biden of around 12,000 votes, or about 0.25%. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his workers are ready to begin another count. He tells Fox News that despite finding errors that uncovered more votes for the president in the first audit, he doesn't see the vote totals changing much this time around.
When we did the first audit, we found mistakes in three counties, and that added over 1,000 votes for President Trump, and those were all added to his totals now. That has all been accounted for, and so I think this one will be very close to what we just have now, so I don't see much difference whatsoever. It'll be just run through the scanners again, and we'll get those results.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the commercial. Now, I don't know if it's Carla, but we've got two of our OGs that are celebrating their birthdays. You know what I love to do with the birthdays, right, people? Seriously. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Paul McCartney's got something left to say to you. Have a hot fun Sunday at home, my friend. We wish you a happy birthday. God bless. We're so happy you're with us. You're listening. Well, I just call my heart to do what you're doing now. Anyway, really do appreciate you guys. Appreciate you
happy
being
happy birthday.
Me. Yeah, well, I'm not singing because I don't want to chase them away. So, there you go. Anyhow. Dr. Bridget Melton, as she does, I do appreciate her time with me. You people better be listening. You better be paying attention because your kids, your nieces, your nephews, your loved ones, they're going to need a lot of help this season. Anyway, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Ah, my pleasure.
Now, you were going to give us some sage advice on the other side of the break?
Some sage advice. You know, yeah, and I've got a really good tip at the very end, so stay tuned, people.
And it has nothing to do with alcohol, I think.
It may or may not. It may or may not. As a mental health professional, I don't want to,
Okay, go ahead.
Encourage that. So what I told this lovely person, and I adore him, even though I just know him by Facebook. I have a lot of people that reach out, right? And I never charge. I just, you know, I'll give you a quick phone call and boost you up. But, you know, I want people to really pay attention to their symptoms and manage them early. I know we're all feeling the gloom and things like that. And the trick is if it lasts more than 3 weeks, you know, and we've been in it several months here, but if you can't get out of it, and if you can get out of it a couple days, but you go back into it, that's okay, as long as you're not suicidal. But if it's 3 weeks and you're not going to work and you can't get up and you're not eating and you're not sleeping well or you're sleeping too much, just a change. You know, it's really important. I need you guys to, you know, reach out to someone. A lot of it's virtual. So just be mindful of these symptoms as they surface. Next. which is very difficult, but surround yourself with a solid support system, and that may have to be virtual once again. But hopefully you guys aren't too under the fear of seeing people. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask, and try to get out. Try to get out in the sun, take a walk, go to the store, say hi to the cashier, go to a restaurant, tip them, you know, a lot. You know, anything that will feel like you're, you know, you're interacting in society. And then keep your plans simple. As far as the holidays and cooking, right now we're so under stress, and I get it. It's okay to be simple. Have a simple Thanksgiving. It's all right. I'm giving you all permission. Just focus on the simplicity of it.
I have to rebut you on that, being of Italian descent.
Except Italians.
Thank you.
There's nothing simple about food and Italians.
I want my lasagna. I want my big ziti. I want my cannolis. All right. So you can order them out if you want to, but no.
No, that's mental health. That's how you guys cope, right?
That's true. Food. The kitchen for us is therapy. Seriously.
I believe it. And that's okay if it is, but I don't want people to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed, I can't make 19 dishes, so don't. Be patient, everybody. That's the next thing. Be patient with yourself. You know, if you're thinking, I just can't feel happy, be patient. There's a lot going on. Again, there's a lot going on. Don't get too discouraged. Exercise, get out, like I said, and actually to what we were talking about a little while ago, avoid drinking alcohol. It's a depressant. Okay. I know. If you're sad, this is only if you're sad. If you're already a little depressed, it's going to make it worse. All right?
So if you're a little happy, it'll make you a little happier. You know what I'm
saying? Have an espresso and a can of Coke. I don't know, but not alcohol. Try to maintain a healthy diet. Don't hoard. Everybody's hoarding toilet paper again. I don't know why.
I know. What is that? I mean, I know, the first sign of COVID is you have massive diarrhea that you can't get rid of.
I'm so doing a psychological, like, research experiment on, or not experiment, but study on the psychology of toilet paper during COVID. It's the weirdest thing. Even we have an elf on the shelf, and he just made his appearance, and he's on quarantine. He's self-quarantined in a box, but he's got toilet paper. I'm like, what? Even our elf? I don't understand.
I don't understand any of this, right?
It's weird. He's got a little mask. He's on quarantine 8 days. We have to mark it. Ugh, it's so annoying.
So what I did was, we have like 5 or 6 trees around us. I'm just gathering the leaves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll be okay. So.
Right? As long as they're not poison ivy, you're good.
That'll be interesting, too.
Oh, different topic right there. That's a different phone call.
But look at, you know, you're a parent, you're a friend, or what have you. What kind of signs, what are we looking for in our kids or people around us to kind of ward off that suicide / depression feelings?
Yeah, so it's, you know, again, I say 3 weeks, but the National Institute of Mental Health says 2 weeks. So that's fine, too. I just think that we're in just crazy different times. So if it's 2 weeks and you can't get out of this, so feeling sad or anxious, it's just constant. There's no joy. Look for that. Feeling guilty for something you haven't done, helpless, and worthless. And these are, again, things that we're just all feeling with the election, with COVID, with the thought of Kamala Harris doing anything, making any kinds of executive order, just frightening. Having less energy, feeling tired. Again, we all are, because we're eating. You know, we've got the COVID-15 going. Too little or too much sleeping. Can't concentrate. You know, irritable, restless. And we're all like this. But again, this is 2 weeks of it. And then the last thing is thoughts of suicide or death. Now, don't wait for 2 weeks. If you're suicidal for two, no, that's if you're suicidal even for an hour. Go ahead and call somebody. Don't. I always tell parents, don't wait 2 weeks.
So let's talk about that. You and I have had this conversation before on the show, and you know there are kids out there that get upset for the moment, okay? And they, I'm going to kill myself if I can't, blah blah blah, right? What truly are? And again, I know there's no exactness here, but give us some idea. Truly, when somebody is suicidal, when do you really know someone is actually suicidal?
You know, I have learned to recognize the symptoms because I've been on calls, several calls, where it has, you know, people have attempted and people have succeeded. And I'd say for kids, there are some very distinct issues, and that's what are distinct symptoms and signs. It's either way, it's a change in their personality all of a sudden, from feeling sad and bummed to feeling joyful and elated. That you really need to look at. We just had a 12-year-old girl at our local middle school here who had been depressed and just sad all summer. And then she just kind of snapped out of it, felt good, started calling people, gave some things away, you know, just said, here, your friend, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And she went and hung herself, and she succeeded. And so people asked me, well, why, Dr. B? Why are they so happy? Well, they're happy because they made a decision. They finally saw a way out, and they were okay with it. So it's very, very, very important to pay attention to those changes, changes in habits, changes in personality. The next thing is if they leave a note or if they don't, and they've been sad and something has happened that's significant, and they leave their cell phone at home purposely, because kids don't leave their cell phones home, obviously. Take that very seriously. And you know, especially if they've talked about it, not just if they accidentally went down the street to see a friend or got in the car to go to 7-Eleven and left their cell phone. I'm talking if you've seen these signs and they've left their phone and they're like, Mom, I'm going, I'm leaving, I don't want anyone to know where I am. Bye. That is a 911 call. And I know that's very difficult. The other thing you said was if they're like, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill myself, or you know, if they write a note and saying it, even though they don't mean it, I take them right to the ER, and I'll call 911 or I'll call a parent and advise them to take them to the ER immediately. And the thing is, either they're serious and they'll get the help they need, or they're not serious and it's a joke and a game and they'll never do it again because they'll see how serious this is.
So does that help? You in essence call them on their bluff, if you would.
100%.
To show them how serious it is.
Absolutely. And I've done this with a patient whose parents were actually out of town. And she just thought it was funny, but kept saying it over and over. And I told her, you say it again, I'm going to take you seriously. It's not really a joke. You know, I've stood next to dead bodies with parents, and I drove her to the ER and dropped her off. So seriously.
So now we're going to talk when we come back about the school districts that want to pull books because it offends either a certain group or a couple of kids in the school. I want to talk to you about that when we come back. Gentlemen's in your house. Don't go far.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
Son, she kissed me.
I watched a movie the other night that I hadn't seen in a while. Takes place in the city I grew up in. And it's called Everybody Wants to Be Italian, which we all know is true, but other than that, it was great because every song in it, in every scene, was either Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin. What can I say? It was my comfort place, if you would. And we all need to do that once in a while. Anyway, Dr. B joins me. She does every week. I so much appreciate her time with me and frankly, her guidance. There's a lot of you that have written me, you send me emails. We talk about this stuff on a regular basis. I don't have a clue. Just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I even have double-digit IQ. It just means I have a microphone, okay? And that's why I bring people on that do have a clue, that do know what they're doing and do deal with this on a regular basis, and Dr. B, she's got an MS in counseling psychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. Actually, it's one state and one dictatorship. She completed a postdoctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University, and she's here with us. And Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
No problem. I still don't know everything, all that.
Yeah, but you get all those that. Letters in front of your name. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. So,
matters.
All right. So, yours truly had a
a psychotic outbreak, I think, at my board meeting the other night, where they wanted to pull some of the classic books. Actually, they said they were going to put them on pause. Now, you know, whenever the government says, we just want to look at this, you know you're in trouble. So the books that they want to pull is Of Mice and Men, Huckleberry Finn, and To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, I know everybody go, oh, those are classics. Well, it's not just that they're classics. There are true stories in those literatures. There are true lessons to be learned, if you would, unlike the garbage today, a lot of garbage today that comes out, that is nothing but, you know, social justice commentary. It's not really literature to speak of. Like 50 Shades. I mean, are we serious? That's literature? And
right.
Anyway, let me get back to the thing. So anyway, the argument was is that we have kids that feel offended and or singled out because they're specifically talked, their group, their race is specifically talked about in these books. My contention was, instead of pulling the books, why don't you teach kids, the thing that I hear as a school board member over and over and over again, ad nauseum, is our kids can't cope. Well, why not teach them to cope instead of hiding this stuff from them? Am I off? I mean, from a mental health standpoint, hiding it from them is not a way to handle it, is it?
Well, and, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking when you were talking. I'm like, why are we doing this cancel culture thing again instead of saying, hey, here's some awesome authors with some great stories, and get into it and really, you know, talk about, coping and just, I don't know. So, yes, if we keep doing this, if the NEA and the superintendents and the boards keep passing these, whatever it is, to make sure that everybody has what they need, which is impossible, instead of saying, let's do math and reading and English and creative art, they're going to demand this in their jobs. They're going to demand this of their friends. They're going to demand this at home.
Right. They're going to open them up. Every time something
happens
that doesn't make them feel good, they're going to be saying,
hey,
you can't put that picture up. You can't do this because it makes me feel bad. That doesn't help.
And it's ridiculous. And this is why I say at this point, kids cannot, you can't have your children in public schools anymore. You can't. Or this is what you're going to get. You're going to get kids that cannot cope, and it's just going to create more division. Look at this world, right? This is who are the ones that are doing the uprising and try to overthrow our president right now? And it's these young liberals and these professors of them, and it's ridiculous. And this is what's being bred. You don't teach them to cope. They're just going to react. And that part of the brain is never going to get developed. And all we're going to see is people who get angry and have contempt and will strike out. We're going to see more mass shootings. We're going to see more divisiveness in the home. We're going to see more drugs used and addicts created. And then homelessness. And you can all laugh at me, but this is how it happens.
No,
we don't have a set of rules and stick to it. That's what happens. You keep changing it. Again, there's morality. There's right and there's wrong. There is school, and then there's home life, and then there's church. And it's up to the parents when we're home what to instill in them, not up to the schools and educators to instill morality into them.
Amen.
Teach them math. There's no morality in math. Teach them English. There's no morality in English. Just teach it. And the morality that should be allowed in schools and followed is be kind to each other, respect each other's opinion,
mm-hmm.
and then move forward and get back to geometry. So it's
see, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with schools teaching things that fly in the face of people with strong religious beliefs. Or other beliefs for that matter, right?
That's fine. It's separation. Keep it. But still, common decency, right?
That's fine.
That should still
be,
and respect.
You know?
It's just, yeah, that's human nature. But the left doesn't care. And,
so now
and
I'm going to get... God, I'm going to... So what about these spineless trustees? Okay?
Yeah.
School board members. No, and I say that because... One of the things that, and you know, because you've known me for a long time, and I always say we're a representative government. All right, I'm not sitting up in that chair representing Joe Messina. I'm there as Joe Messina representing not just the people who voted for me, but the people in my area. And that doesn't mean that because I get more yay emails than nay emails on an issue, I look at what the reason is. Why are they behind it or not behind it? Are they uninformed? Do they really not know what the thing that's coming up in front of us is all about? Those are all things I have to look at before I take a vote. I never take a vote going, well, I don't like it, so I'm not going to vote for it. That doesn't work. That's not really what we were called to do. The Bible even tells us that, you know, we're supposed to go look for godly men to rule over us, if you would, okay, those that love God. So I'm sitting there in that position saying, okay, they want me, quote unquote, to rule over them and do what's best for them, not what's best for Joe. So what stops, what kind of fear is it that stops these people from doing what's right for these kids?
You know, I see it more as pride and the abuse of power. You know, it's just when you don't have a moral code founded in God, you're not going to be humble in any way. And it's going to be all about you and what you can do and how you can change. And again, they're all listening to the rhetoric and the narrative of the world and media and what they think their fans want and the parents want, when it's really about the kids. But look at America. We've completely discounted the lives of children and the meaning of life from before birth. And so it makes sense that we're continuing to see this in our schools. It's all about the teachers, and they're not all, there are a lot of teachers that are decent, that I have friends that are incredible, that are fighting, but there are so many that are not, and it's all about them, and it's all about the hierarchy and the, you know, the administration, school boards. You know, you're there to hire, evaluate the superintendent, approve budgets, set spending priorities, right? Approve textbooks, other curriculum materials for the students. For the students and not for them to learn and to thrive, not for social justice. That's not your job. And it blows my mind that social justice and approving it is kind of become the priority in a lot of schools here. You know, it's heating up here in Texas too. Heck, if we're going to let, you know, that sex curriculum, you know, into our schools. But it's already in Austin. It's going to happen. But I just don't understand how we've lost our minds.
Because we,
you know, and our kids,
good people, don't step up. Look at, listen, you stepped up. You're a city council person where you're at.
Yeah.
I won't say where unless you want to. That's up to you. But, you know, I mean, the reality behind that, if you think about it, is now, you know, you have got to stand your principles. That's what you were voted in for. People know who you are. And if you go against your principles, you're going against the people. For all intents and purposes.
Absolutely.
And you know how tough, I shouldn't say it's tough. It's not tough because you know the right thing to do. I guess the word I'm looking for, again, is uncomfortable. It is when you put some of those votes out there. You've got those kids or those parents looking at you crying. But you've got to do what's right for the community as a whole.
Well,
and
we
don't have many people willing to do that anymore.
No, we don't. And you're doing it, and I'm doing it. And again, we're the minority right now. The people that have morals and ethics are the minority. The people that are willing to humble themselves and fight for the weak, you know. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but kids, you know, they need help. They completely need help. And it's just blows my mind that kids are the most precious thing that God could give us and can give adults, and they're going to cave to what the media tells them to cave to because they just want to continue to feed their hate and their contempt.
Ooh,
and it's so psychologically damaging. And I don't see that we're going to get out of it at all. I mean, look at President Trump, who did so much for America and kids and life, and they shot him down. So
stole it from him, but we'll talk more about that later.
Stole it, all right.
We're there. Tell people where to get a hold of you.
DrBradio.com. Sorry.
There you go. See, so simple, people. If you can't remember that, you shouldn't be driving either. Let me tell you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Dr. B, definitely always a pleasure. You have a great Thanksgiving. Remember to include lasagna in your meal menu because everybody should have a lasagna. And we'll be back in a little bit. It's a wide open social media crazies coming up in the next hour.